I'm glad your show is successful.
A successful live show.
Pretty successful.
Outrageously successful.
Successful show.
The only thing more spectacular than our success is our failure.
That's why the show is successful.
What's the secret to be a success?
I think I'm pretty much like you. Only successful.
Hey, it's JP Coriel Husker-Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, March 14th. Good morning, Nick. How you doing today?
Man, I am great. Good morning. We are inching closer to St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Which I am excited about.
Not only that, but also March Madness is welcome on Thursday.
That'll be fun, man.
Like, should we even be working Thursday and Friday?
I don't believe so.
Regular people.
The people.
Yeah, because we can come in and do our show and then be gone in time for basketball.
Yeah, no, this is a holiday. It's so fun. Like, it's funny? It's not at the level of the Super Bowl, but it's close because March Madness is something that, like, literally, like, my wife has not watched a single basketball game, but she is so freaking invested in her bracket right now. It's off charts.
There are a lot.
And I love it.
And I don't, what was it? The survey recently said, like, 87% of employees are participating in a bracket.
Yeah.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, I mean, that's crazy nationwide.
How many gambling is fun.
Yeah.
That's what that tells you.
Playing for money is a good way to do that.
Yes. It's so fun.
We talked a little bit with Lindsay about it yesterday. Rachel's a good friend of the show.
Got y'all choked up. No, oh my gosh. Are you just sad?
No.
Sad Lindsay's gone? Or you're just so excited Rachel's here?
It's kind of nice to have, because they're kind of the yin and the yang of each other.
Uh-oh.
It's true.
Lindsay legit can... it's kinda
so Rachel's wholesome is what you're telling me.
No.
If they're the opposites of each other.
You're wholesome?
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny. Rachel is one of the top people over at Lincoln Airport.
Awesome.
Chance to, you and Lindsay met each other way back.
Yeah, we met each other through like blood drives and stuff when I used to work for the Nebraska Community Blood Bank and a nonprofit stuff. And then we just hit it off and been friends since.
Yeah. That's cool.
And that's awesome. And you guys have created this... like a group of women in the city that now are like taking over. I mean, with the Creative Collabs group and some other things that are going on.
Yeah, so we're both good friends with Mel over at 555 Boutique, who created the Creative Collabs, and she's doing tons of stuff with local women businesses. Obviously, we all know Lindsay's a powerhouse woman in Lincoln as well, and Airport brought me on 3 years ago, and so we're doing some awesome things.
Like unreal things. Just in 3 years, what you guys have accomplished, getting all these different new ports and stuff.
Yeah, we're excited. The terminal is going to be done end of May, and I'm excited for you guys to come out and come see it. And
hopefully
some new flights here soon. So we're doing some awesome things over at Lincoln Airport.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad you could spend a little bit of time with us this morning. And you're a basketball, March Madness fan.
Huge, huge basketball fan.
She's more of a sports nut than Lindsay is.
All right. Oh, that sounds good. Very fun.
So do you have your bracket figured out yet already?
So I haven't done that yet either. That's my plan today. Yeah. The entire day of work. So sorry, Airport.
The entire day of work. Nice.
We're like, we'll do a ton of brackets.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do like 10, you know, easily. And so,
Nick will only do one.
Yeah.
I do one. That's all I do.
I can't. There's just too many scenarios, but I have my favorites. And you'll laugh, but I've been a Duke fan since I was in like fourth grade.
No.
So diehard Duke fan. Yeah. But it makes it fun because my husband's a North Carolina fan and they're not good. So it's been a great
year.
Not
this year. No, we were terrible. That was terrible. Yeah. No, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. You too, GP.
Yeah. And for me, it was like my dad's like, hey, come watch this Michael Jordan guy. He's like doing great things. Like, that's how I became a Carolina fan.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
Well, my dad's like, come watch Coach K.
Yes.
Who's,
it's kind of exciting and fun. Well, hey, at least they're in the tournament. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So it'll be a fun couple days as everybody's getting their brackets ready to go to basically waste a bunch of time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
perfect.
It'll be a great way. We'll get you closer to that today.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
With Tanner Verdumbel coming up at 7:20, we'll also get you a chance to play JP Makes Us Guess and win your way to the Fremont Bull Riding Family 4-pack of tickets that we've got for you. We'll get the nitty gritty and good things coming up this hour, brought to you by the Nebraska Safety Council. Tim McGraw's more inked up than you think. How Adam Levine feels about Blake Shelton leaving and the only guy who can compete with Morgan Wallen in the music categories.
You in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City brought to you by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. I'm JP for Coriel. We'll be back tomorrow. Tim McGraw may be more inked up than you think. He has Faith Hill's name tattooed on his arm. He also has a tattoo with his kids' initials on it and DHD, which stands for Dance Hall Doctors, which is his band. But he's also got one of the bit of ink that's always in style is the St. Patrick's Day ink. He has a leprechaun tattoo that he got years ago in New Orleans. So my brothers both have one, too, because my dad liked leprechauns. Tug McGraw was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves for years. He had a leprechaun necklace he wore, and that's why I got it. That's why my brothers have it as well. Mine has a black cowboy hat on it. So imagine Tim McGraw with a leprechaun tattoo with a cowboy hat on it.
Nice.
Seems pretty fitting. Yeah. Long-running judge on The Voice, Blake Shelton, has announced his departure from the show after this season, which is currently underway Mondays and Tuesdays on NBC. One of his previous judges, friends, Adam Levine, was actually asked as he was leaving the Vanity Fair party at the Oscars about Blake leaving after 23 seasons, and this is what Adam had to say.
Hey, Adam, what about Blake leaving The Voice, man?
About time.
About time?
About time. And Blake's departure after 12 years means the last original judge will be leaving his spinning chair behind. So that's it. Blake's done, and that's it from the OG crew that had been on the scene for so long. The only artist that can keep up with Morgan Wallen is Luke Combs, who's working on a 15-song hitting streak. He has scored 15 consecutive number one hits with Going, Going, Gone, his new one. This is the first time a country artist has had a streak of charts-topping singles since their debut. All of Luke's songs have hit number one since Hurricane came out in 2016. The guy cannot not write a hit.
Yeah, man.
He's just rolling along. And then Gabby Barrett is here for her first album. It's spawning all kinds of hits and put her in the spotlight. But as many artists know, it's not getting there but staying there. So her upcoming sophomore project is super important. And she has enlisted the help of Luke Combs in writing one of the new songs.
He said, dance like no one's watching.
She put out a snippet on Instagram of just that part. And you can already tell it's got a little bit of Luke Combs sound in it, the way it's delivered. So we'll see what Gabby Barrett has in store for us. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm JP, and for Coryell, it's Kix 96.9.
I've been waiting on some good news.
This is the time when we talk about all the good that's out there, and if you got something good, you can always let us know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, KX969 to be a part of the show. Rachel is in for Coryell. She's filling in from the Lincoln Airport, and you do have a good thing?
I do.
All right, cool.
So I'm from small town Bennett, Nebraska. So shout out to all the small towns listening in this morning.
Yeah.
So our local Panther Youth Sports is doing a fundraiser this coming weekend, March 18th. It's a 4-point pitch tournament. So people from all over can come, and I think it's like $10 to enter and play cards all night. But all the money goes to our youth sports. So they're trying to raise money for new football equipment for the kids. It's kind of to the point where the helmets and the equipment is aging out, so they it's pretty expensive to buy that stuff.
It really is, yeah.
So they're raising money for the youth volleyball girls and youth football boys, and so they're looking for people to come and play pitch this weekend, and that is at the Bennett Legion Hall in Bennett, Nebraska on Saturday night.
Very cool, yeah. No, when when you grow up in a small town like I did, where the Sprague Martel played Bennett, who played like Roca, who played whatever teams, you got to do what you can to help them with their equipment.
Yeah, and that's cool. Yeah, and it's one of those where, you know, the entire town shows up because everybody wants to support youth sports. So come out and, you know, play some pitch and have some fun and drink some beer.
I like that.
That sounds like a good night to me.
Nick, what's your good thing today?
All right, so here's what I need to happen right now. All the little kids that are listening to our show, because I know a lot of you listen, turn up the radio a little bit. Listen really closely. If your parents aren't around, take notes. You want to hear this. The University of Houston did a research study. They let kids play video games at 5-hour spurts throughout the entire year each day. And then they had other kids who did not play video games for 5-hour spurts for an entire year. And then they tested them, and they found out that the kids who played video games were actually a little bit smarter than the kids who did not play video games. So long time playing video game for extended amounts of time actually helps you. And if you want to know this, my brother lives here in town, and he is the head neurologist down at Bryan. My mom used to tell him all the time if he kept playing video games, he'd never amount to anything. Well, he is a head neurologist, and I did not play as many video games, and I'm just on the radio. So you want to play video games? If your parents tell you not to, tell them Husker Nick just told you about a study by the University of Houston. It'll help you out. Yes.
All right. Nice work.
No problem. I'm here for the kids.
You are. Absolutely. My good thing is the Junior League of Lincoln is hosting a Bracket Buster fundraiser coming up Saturday. They're going to be at the Alchemy in the Haymarket from 11 to 4. And basically, it's a March Madness watch party. And the fundraiser will benefit the Junior League of Lincoln's mission and community projects. It's a 21 and older event. But if you want to come down there, you have food provided, silent auction, raffle tickets as well. Our friend Liz, who used to work on the radio more full-time with us now, is at Huddle, but she also helps out quite a bit with the Junior League of Lincoln.
Alchemy is awesome, by the way. It's a great excuse to go there if you've never been.
Yeah.
Their drinks are, oh my gosh, they are. And the ambiance of the room, of like the area, is pretty darn cool, too. It's unlike anything else we have in Lincoln, in my
opinion. I'm excited. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, dude, you're going to like it. It's really neat. I mean, it's called Alchemy. It's kind of gothic, and it looks really cool in there. You'll like it.
Very cool.
Yeah, very dark.
Saturday from 11 to 4 is the Bracket Buster fundraiser. You can find out more details. We got it on the Kicks the Morning Show Facebook page, and you can join us for the fun and get ready for March Madness in a fundraising way.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Rewearing clothes.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about rewearing clothes?
I mean, I don't just throw them away after I use them one time.
Well, yeah, no, I'm like rewearing a pair of like jeans more than once in a week before washing them.
I wash all my clothes every single day. Like, I'm weird about that.
Oh, really?
But okay. My husband hates wearing his jeans because he doesn't want them to, like, shrink and stuff like that.
Exactly,
so I think
100%.
Guys rewear their pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, my jeans can... My jeans, I try to go, I'd say they probably make it about a week or two before I wash them. Because I... Exact reason. I don't like them to shrink when I wash them, and they get, like, stiff, and it's no good.
Well, according to the experts, they have officially given you the length of time in which you can go without washing clothes, like rewearing them.
Okay.
Can you guess how many times you can go wearing pajamas once a week?
Ooh.
Three?
I'll say two days in a row.
They say once if you shower before bed. If you don't shower first.
Something about sleeping. Like, I feel like people you sweat. Or because who knows?
Your dead skin cells get all over the pajamas that you're wearing. So,
Do you have more dead skin cells when you're sleeping than awake, or what? Why is that?
I bet you do.
Yeah, probably.
Do you really? That's when you like shed your skin cells.
Yeah,
ew.
You're literally, like, unless you move around a lot, I mean, you're rolling around and just the dead skin's coming off of you as you're sleeping.
All right. Just because you're in one spot?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, jeans, you can go once a month.
Oh, baby. All right. Hey, I can keep waiting now. This is good. That makes me
My
happy.
My husband's going to be excited to hear
I know, right? This is really good news for men all over town.
What about shirts? And you say you wash every day.
I have to wash. I don't like to wear the same shirt multiple days in a row.
They say after wearing a shirt, you can go once. If it's direct skin contact. You can go a little longer if you've got like an undershirt that you wear instead. Underwear.
Oh, hard pass.
Listen, you had better be changing those bad boys out daily.
I know. Right. Yeah, unless you're like.
Although I have kids, so I'm always asking.
That's a good question.
Are those
that's 100% right.
I have two boys. So
yeah, no, I understand. Like, I totally get it.
When they walk in the room and there's that smell, you're like, okay, what are you wearing
Which is a super real thing because I have a boy and a girl. And my girl, like, she changes all the time. My son, dude, if I let him, he would wear the same clothes for a week straight.
Oh, 100%.
And he has no problem with it.
He's like,
there's no shame when you're that age.
They
just do not care.
At all.
Well, and they're not interested in girls yet. So I think once you hit that level, you start caring.
Right.
Yes.
But right now, they could care less.
Yes.
Right now, they're just like, yeah, no, I just want to wear my favorite Spider-Man t-shirt and just call it good.
That's right.
So underwear, you can only wear it like once, and then you just got to put it in the wash and get it done.
So now does it say, what if you're like you, where you don't wear underwear, but you wear jeans? That means your jeans are getting whatever is getting on the underwear now is on the jeans. I feel like you got to wash them jeans daily.
No, I can go. I'll go a week.
Then why is it that underwear can't go more than a day, but jeans that are directly on your butt cheeks?
I don't know. I'm not an underpants wearer, so I'm just telling you.
That to me means you need to wash them. You have to default to the shorter amount of time.
I do other things to make sure I am clean.
But
I use wipes. Wipes are a good way to do it.
Oh man, I'm so sorry. This is your first time on our show.
You got it, Nick.
So many images.
Just because I know it's like You should. I don't know. So could you wear underwear for a month if you just do the JP preemptive wipe situation?
It's too constrictive. I don't like to wear it. It's fine. I'm just being honest, man. Like. You wanted to go down this road.
Well, that's because we're open on this show. Yes, we are. Thank you very much.
We're very open.
I'm dumbfounded by that.
So
probably doesn't have to spend a lot of money on laundry detergent.
No, yeah. No
soap detergent, saving some money there, JP.
I do wash clothes quite a bit throughout the week, constantly, and especially like workout clothes. I mean, they say you got to wear those like once.
Oh,
you got like certain shorts that you like to wear when you go lift or you're working out. I mean, you just want to get them clean.
I'm one of them people when I work out, like I stink horribly afterwards. Like it's not even like kind of smelly. Stank.
Well, they say like even for women, like make sure you wash your like sports bras, stuff like that. Because like it can get bacteria in it. You just want to wash all that stuff.
And so there you go.
Stinky gym socks.
According to the experts. There's certain levels of which you can keep wearing things. Otherwise, just throw it in the wash and get it done.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
It's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them. Small businesses across the country, the deposit accounts at these banks can breathe easier knowing they'll be able to pay their workers and pay their bills.
Financial experts, including also President Biden and his crew, telling Americans not to panic over the two banks that failed over the past 3 days.
Yeah.
Most money managers say the banks that failed are specialized, and the FDIC will make all depositors' cash good. The president also said customers who had accounts with those two banks should have access to their money this week. The government is stepping in to avoid a national run on other banks and has said there will be no bailouts for those who invested in
it. It's a big deal what's going on there. It's like a domino effect. So hopefully people won't just go start pulling their money out.
Freaking out.
Because it'll be bad. It'll be bad.
It'll be bad for everybody. So we'll have to wait and see what pulls out with that. But like as of right now, they're saying, no, we're good. Just relax. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get it sorted out.
Two.
Nebraska women's basketball team taking on Missouri State tomorrow at PBA in round one of the women's NIT, which is super exciting for them. This is actually their third consecutive postseason Coach Amy Williams and her crew getting it done once again. With a victory, they would advance to the second round matchup against either Northern Iowa or Colorado State.
Cool.
And that'll be between the 18th and the 21st. They'll let you know. And I think if they win, as long as they keep winning, depending on the seeding, they could host the second round, too.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see what happens with that. But that's pretty exciting. And you can buy your tickets now at Huskers.com/tickets. That's 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And then there's a story that luckily enough, because we have somebody who works for the Lincoln Airport, I had no idea this was even going on, but the troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol, with help of the Lincoln Airport, arrested a man for striking the State Patrol helicopter with a laser.
Hang on. You work for the airport.
I do.
Did you hear how he said helicopter?
should
be beside yourself angry he calls these things helicopters.
How do you say it, Razor?
Sometimes we just say chopper.
See? I should
just say chopper. Wow, wait a minute. Hey, you can give him crap for saying helicopter. He'd probably call it a chooper.
A chooper?
He'd something, man.
But this is no laughing matter.
So, yeah, this is legit crazy. Somebody has been pointing lasers at aircraft, and that's a big no-no, right, Rage?
That's bad, bad deal. Like, there was another situation where that happened, not here, but a few years ago, and I'm pretty sure that person went to, like, federal prison.
Wow.
You can blind the pilot, correct?
Yes.
Isn't that the problem?
Which
you don't want to have a blind pilot.
No. Use a laser pointer for like when you're playing with cats and dogs and stuff.
Yeah, don't point them at aircraft.
Don't point them at aircraft. Don't point them at artists when they're on stage. People, I remember the pointers were coming out and everybody like trying to blind whoever's performing on stage.
And yeah, it's, like, no, it's a federal offense. They don't take that lightly. They, no, they found the person and yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, they located them just off of like Westo and the Salt Creek area at like 10 p.m. on a Friday. And because of thanks to Lincoln Airport, they were able to make that happen. So everybody worked together and found the bad guy, and he will be going to jail for quite a while. So kids, don't do that with laser pointers, and we'll all be a lot better for it.
Yeah.
That's what's trending today. Brad Pitt's involved. It should be good, right? Did him or dump him. Now,
love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
So, give us a little background. How did you and Brittany meet up?
So, Britt and I, we actually connected on Hinge.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep, I thought it was cool. I thought we had a really great date. You know, I was pretty convinced that we were going to be going out again. When we were on the date, the awkward silences were very far and few between. The conversation was rolling really good. I got her to laugh a couple times, you know, which was great because, you know, if you have that awkward silence, you know, you drop a joke and they just stare at you. It's like the worst feeling.
Oh, so. Yeah. You're just like, Bueller?
Moving on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you guys...
So that didn't happen.
Good.
So that was good.
Good.
That's very good. Okay. What else did you guys do on the date?
We were out for, you know, several hours, and I talked her back to, you know, coming back to the house and watch a movie. We watched that Brad Pitt movie. I'm sure you heard of it, Bullet Train.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
I just watched it.
Highly entertaining. It's very funny and fun.
Oh, so damn good. So damn good. Better than I thought it was going to be, and Britt seemed to like it, so... you know,
that went well, that part of it. Okay. How did the date end? Did she stick around or?
Yeah. So the movie gets done. And, after the movie, she gets up and, you know, she thanked me for it. She thanked me for the date. She hugs me. She tells me to call her and she left.
Okay.
And she like clearly asked me to call her. And so I did. And I text her and I've just gotten nothing back.
Okay.
Unpack it, Coriel.
Okay, Bullet Train. You watched the movie Bullet Train. Are you a big talker during movies? Like, did you ask a bunch of questions? I know I do that sometimes, and it drives my boyfriend absolutely insane, and I don't blame him one single bit.
No, not really. I mean, we maybe, you know, spoke a little bit through the movie, but not, like, really.
Okay.
Okay, so it wasn't excessive.
Huh.
Right.
That you know of.
Right.
Is it possible that she was bored during the movie and was hoping for a makeout session? Because, like, I'm a big Brad Pitt fan, so I wanted to watch the movie. My wife got bored. I had to go get a stick to just be like, Jess, knock it off. Quit trying to kiss me. You get back. Back.
She had her
Stop
own
it.
Brad Pitt in the room.
Yeah, because she was, like, you know, she's like, let's make out.
Control,
and I'm like,
my God.
I'm like, geez, we've been together for 22 years. You'd think by now you'd be bored of me. Leave me alone. Like, that's what I said to her.
Yeah, so was Britt looking for more of like a hookup time versus just watching a movie?
I don't know. Like, she seemed really content. Like, we were kind of cuddled up, but not excessively.
Okay.
But like, we were like kind of cuddled up, you know. It was very like comfortable. It didn't feel like she had a smile on her face, you know. She just looked happy. I don't know. I mean, maybe she wanted a kiss, but she didn't like really like scoot any closer, but she just seemed very comfortable. Like, everything just seemed right.
Okay.
You know,
I'm gonna put like a version of Britt is Coriel playing the role. Because you had dinner and back at your place, was she trying to hold in a fart?
Fair.
I mean, like, was she gassy and she just needed to get out of there as quickly as possible? Because you don't want to pass gas in front of somebody that you're attracted to, at least not at first in a relationship.
Well.
Yeah, unless you're Coriel. Then you think maybe she was gassy.
I don't know. We did have dinner beforehand, I don't know. That's
trust me,
question.
If she was worried about being gassy, she would have picked something that wouldn't have been a windy food.
Oh, that's
so.
True. That's true.
Okay.
Well, who knows? Maybe she would have.
All right. Then I guess we'll just give her a call for you and see if we can get her on the phone. Best case scenario is that we get you guys hooked up and we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go out again.
That sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Corey, Elle, and Husker Nick.
Time to have fun, some fun at Matt's expense. With wild speculations of what went on between Matt and Britt on their Hinge date.
Yes, and please do so in GIF form, because as we say, GIF form is the best form, truly, on Twitter, Instagram, KZKX969, or Facebook, too, KX969.
Stay them or dump them.
Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Corey, Elle, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Britt.
Yes, this is Brittany.
Brittany, hi, it's JP, Corey, Elle, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Hi, what's up?
Hey. Hi.
Good morning. So you might have heard of us, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. We are calling solid. About a date you went on with a guy recently. Have you gone out on a date with anybody that stood out?
Are you calling about Matt?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, we're calling about Matt.
Bingo bongo.
Are you avoiding him on purpose or are you just busy? What's going on?
Oh, I'm avoiding him.
All right. Well, now you know the next order of events. Tell us why you are avoiding him. He sounded like, according to him, he sounded like everything went well from his side of things, his point of view, and that you even told him to, like, get back with him or get back to you or whatever.
I'm assuming he told you what we did on the date.
Yeah, that you guys went to dinner and then back to his place and watched the movie, yeah.
Yeah, so I was all in for dinner, and I love the suggestion for a movie, especially Brad Pitt, because very hot, very sexy, and Matt is also sexy, but got progressively less sexy.
Why?
Okay, what happened?
Oh, no.
So after the movie ended, I was trying to get out of there. I'm not really one to, like, sleep with someone on the first date.
Understood.
It's just, you know, personal preference.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I did tell him to call me because we had, like, a really good time. It was really comfortable and normal, and I thought we clicked. The problem is, about 20 minutes after I got home, I get a, hey, that was fun, looking forward to doing that again, text message, and then a Venmo request for $3 for the movie rental.
No, you're kidding me.
Get out of here. That can't be true.
That's no. Me? Who is he?
That's no. Not, no way.
I'm
Did
like,
he really
who?
Do that?
Who? In 2021. 22, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm okay. This is so.
Okay, do you think he's just kidding
he joking?
Around?
Yeah. Could he been is he joking?
Kidding? Yeah. Is he just joking around?
No, he wanted the money. I was very upset, of course, of him asking for $3, so I ignored the request.
Well, and yeah, duh.
The next day he sent another request.
Wow, he was really in for that $3.
Oh, my God.
$3. Wow.
Okay.
He definitely needed that $3 back, let me tell you.
Yeah,
apparently.
Oh, all right.
You are fully sure that he wasn't just joking, like maybe this is his type of humor.
You know how on Venmo it'll, like, remind you of a request? It was that time, too.
Wow. Huh. Since you know our show.
Oh, my God.
Brittany, Matt's on the phone with us, and he's been listening in the entire time. Matt?
Yeah. Hey, Britt, this was your idea.
How was it her idea?
She said from the beginning of the date, she goes, I want to split everything tonight. I want to split dinner, drinks, everything.
Okay. First of all, my name is Brittany, not Britt. So we can put a stop in that
put
one.
Put a pin in that one.
Okay.
Yeah. And second, splitting dinner and drinks makes sense. We ran up like a $100 cab, but you can't afford a $6 movie.
I mean, Matt, were you joking around with this? Or are you serious about the $6 and getting $3 from her?
Serious.
No, I was just trying to honor her request. I mean, this was her idea to split everything up. Obviously, I could.
Oh, my God, you're so petty.
Is it petty or is he just taking her super literal?
It sounded like he's taking her super literal.
I guess maybe super literal.
He might be just a really literal person.
Yeah,
like there are people like that where they're very literal as to what things when you discuss something like that.
Matt, do you see where Brittany's coming from? The fact that it was $100 for dinner and drinks and $6 for a movie.
Let me just make sure everybody's clear that I could totally afford the $6 for the movie.
Okay.
Are you sure? You asked.
That's not the thing. I could afford several movies. That's not it. I thought I was doing the right thing by honoring her request for splitting everything. You know, some people are weird about that, so I was trying to make sure that, you know, we split everything.
Did you honor my request to call me Brittany? No.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
It sounds like...
I don't know.
Brittany, you're not on board for another day with Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be a no from me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Matt, maybe don't take things so literally, but then are you at risk of missing something then? I don't know what to do with
that. I don't know. I'm assuming, Matt, you meant very well by trying to honor her wish, although you did take it very literally. I find it hard to believe that you didn't know that that request, $3 for a movie, was going to be perceived as petty at the very least. So
did you at least put like a smiley face attached to it, or like an eggplant or something like that?
An eggplant?
I put the little movie reel.
I put the movie reel next to him. Okay.
Well, all right.
All right, well.
Not innocent enough.
Lesson learned, Matt, for next time around when it comes to...
I'm honestly not even sure what lesson I just learned.
Okay.
I would say, one, don't shorten someone's name if they haven't asked you. If they tell you their name's Brittany, go that route. Our boss does that every time. Every time someone calls our station, he'll be like, hi, my name's Michael. And he's like, oh, you there, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
And then you can always tell they get mad. So, like, I would definitely, you know what I mean?
It'd be like
me telling people my name's Nick and then going, cool, Nicholas. And it's like, nope, it's Nick, buddy.
Yeah.
So if you take away anything, should help you out just a little bit.
I guess he was trying to be affectionate, like when Coryell calls JP Pizzle Pants. Yeah. You know,
Jizzle Pizzle Pants.
Yeah, that's affectionate.
Okay. Well, you know. Matt, thank you for getting a hold of us. Sorry, that's going to be a no from Brittany.
God.
Brittany, we appreciate you listening to our show, and thanks for taking our call.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Spend that $3 on yourself, girl.
Deep diving into your search history. Google's claiming that everybody comes to Google. We have the most people that show up to our page daily. And, I mean, they're right. Like, people, like, 97 billion visits daily onto the Google site.
When you search for stuff, you always refer to it as Googling something. You don't hear too many people going, I just Bing that the other day.
Bing is not a thing anymore. Ask Jeeves is not a thing anymore. That was 2000s or early
90s. I miss Webcrawler.
Forgot about that one.
Old school.
Yeah, no kidding. And so the top five places that everybody ends up daily is Wikipedia, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Google.
That doesn't surprise me.
But that makes sense. If you were to look at your search history, what site do you look at daily?
Ooh. My kid's school.
Oh, so you're, Rachel. Yeah.
Just like always looking up like, what do they got going on?
The schedule going on
like
for the kid's school?
Yeah. I do look at like local news quite a bit, like 1011, Journal Star, just because of my job at the airport. I'm always looking at that kind of stuff.
You have to pay attention.
And then probably because of my job too, I feel like every time I open Google, it's information about like airlines. And so I always get like plane crash information. So I open up my Google and like now, you know, because they like search your history and like now everything's like curated for whatever I search for.
Yeah.
So I open up Google and it's just like all these articles about the FAA or plane crashes or TSA or, you know, something happened. It's like these crazy stories.
And anytime anybody's like doing a well check on you, like, wait, where does she work? Oh, the airport. That makes sense. She works at the airport. Okay.
No.
Yeah, that'd be a thing. What's a site you regularly visit, Nick?
Like the only one I go to is Pro Football Focus.
I just that's like your primary.
I literally just read statistics about football players all the time. I'm such a dork. There's a reason I suppose I used to host an ESPN radio show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, no, I just like to read about like the draft coming up and study all the players. So yeah, I can't help myself. It's what my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, for me, it's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram kind of in a role. But then, like, Wordle. I like to play Wordle. Quirtle's another good one.
Yeah.
I found a site called Roto World, which is like all kinds of different sports, and it's like if you're in like into fantasy sports, it tells you like who
you
got
should get the
up
app what. If you don't have it.
The Roto World app.
Roto World, yeah, it's they want to say it's by NBC. They'll actually like update you as the season goes on too, like for potential transactions and like all sorts of stuff. Fantasy football wise, it's a very good app.
Okay, that's
you should
a good
do
one
that.
Do.
Yes, I would recommend, highly recommend Roto World.
So I thought we'd throw it out there and put it up on socials and see what people, like what website do you visit almost every day? Non-social media, just to kind of see what people are looking at. Try to steer away from the adult websites.
I was wondering why you didn't mention those.
Well, because, okay, we're trying to be a family show-ish.
JP, you dirty birdie.
But like, I mean, people are constantly on TikTok or you're always on Yahoo or whatever. I mean, this is the place you go to.
Rob will just have Fox News.
Oh, God.
That'll
yeah.
be his. That'll
Dude,
be his.
You can't be in a meeting without him getting one of the Fox News alert sounds that come out of his
phone.
That
is true. Like, he gets those alert noises all the time.
Like, I used to have the ESPN one on all the time and it would da 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 da, but his is like the big Fox
Breaking
News.
News.
Every single time.
Yeah.
So that's you're kind of bland there with your kids' school website and
I know
and searching up weird airplane stuff.
Well,
that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, did you have to at Google today how to get rid of a deer's like frozen deer leg?
Oh my gosh! So yeah, I live out in the country and my 2-year-old Catahoula. It's a cattle dog that we adopted from the Beatrice Humane Society tried to bring in a frozen deer leg into my house. I'm like, drop it.
That's too funny. So you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, what websites, non-social media, do you visit almost every day? And we'll hook you up with the prize. Time to play JP Makes His Guess. On the line, playing with Rachel from the Lincoln Airport, is Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
And Alex is paired up with Nick. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
All right, Alex, so let's do this.
Rachel's first time playing it.
Yes.
You
all right, Debbie, we got this.
At home, I'm sure, listening to the
Listen,
show.
Oh, yeah. Coryell does this all the time. You're not allowed to do it because it's cheating. Do not Google stuff while you're sitting there.
Phone is over.
Coryell is like Captain Google Monster over there while we're trying to do
not.
The show.
Oh,
my
she's,
God.
She's
it just
cheating that badly.
Horribly.
Well, I thought I'd give Rachel an advantage. So today is the top 10 airlines. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
That would be like
Yeah, I want to see what she says number one is. And
yeah,
then it'll
really
report
put her on
it.
The spot. Yeah, oh, that'd be bad.
She
idea.
Keeps having to answer in no particular order.
Right. Yeah, there'd be a lot of asterisks after that.
Yeah. So today, if you didn't know, is March 14th. Uh-huh. 3.14 or Pi Day.
Wow, there we go.
And so in the past, we've done people's top 10 favorite pies. Okay. So instead, today, it's named something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Like the nicknames. Something in a bakery. Think about the nickname that a baker might call his wife that you'd find in a bakery.
Okay.
So a little bit, make you think a little bit.
Yeah, all right, I got you.
You can go back and forth. So Debbie and Rachel will get to go first.
I call my wife all sorts of annoying things like this. She hates it.
Honey buns.
Yeah, honey buns.
Debbie wants to go with honey buns. What do you think,
yeah,
Rachel?
Yeah, I like it.
Honey
I
buns?
I don't call my husband that, but go ahead, Debbie.
Honey buns, number one answer.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. I like to call my wife that, and then she gets mad, and I'm like, listen, you can call me that anytime you want. But then she knows that I'm just assuming that there's more partying to go after that, and she's not willing to open that door. She's like, oh, gotta be careful with you.
All right, so we got Alex and Nick, what a baker might call his wife.
Ooh, what do you think, buddy?
I'm trying to think, like you said, all the ones I call my wife that she hates.
So yeah.
Appropriate.
What's that?
I said they have to be appropriate.
Yeah, they do have to be appropriate. It's,
well, like you call your she's your sweetie pie.
That is one of the top three she hates. I'll go with sweetie pie.
I bet that's on there.
Number three,
boom.
Sweet or sweetie is in it.
Sweet
at
cheeks.
Three.
Does that count? No.
It does. It's, well, it's a part of that grouping.
Whole category.
Sweetie pie,
of sweetness.
Sweet cheeks. Yeah, all that. All.
Oh, I got another one.
Okay, so we go back to Debbie and Rachel.
All right, what do you think, Debbie?
Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Oh, I love a good cupcake. Mm. Oh, yes.
Cupcakes at four on this list.
Do you ever call your wife sugar?
I do when I ask for a kiss. So yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. And sugar's on there.
Boom!
Sugar's at six.
Oh, boy.
So Rachel and Debbie need this one to win the game, basically, because they got the point .5.
What about honey?
Oh.
You said that with the number one answer. Honey buns and honey are okay. kind of linked together.
Mm. Okay.
So I will give you that one there.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Rachel.
I was thinking it's National Pie Day, so but we already kind of said the sugar pie. What do you think, Debbie? You got anything else? Is there anything with like donuts? I got kids, so donuts are always on the mind.
My little donut hole.
Donut's fine.
You want to go with donuts?
Yeah.
All right, donut. That's a term of endearment for the win. God. Or do Nick and Alex get a chance?
That is so awesome.
Donut.
Yes. What? Yes. I will forever thank my kids for that one.
What?
So here's
a term of endearment is donut.
Term of endearment is donut.
Get out of here.
The top eight answers.
I am so happy right now.
Number eight is doughy.
What about chicken? Love dumpling.
Donut comes in at seven. Sugar at six. Muffin. You guys missed muffin. At five.
Donut.
Cupcake at four. I know, donut. Sweet or sweetie or sweetie pie or sweet cheeks, all that is at three. His oven.
Oh.
Oh, you're my oven. That's just
weird. I never would have guessed that.
No, that comes in at two.
That's just creepy.
And then honey or honey buns is the number one answer. Congrats, Debbie and Rachel. Yes,
donuts for the win. Let's go get
donuts.
Some.
Donuts. That's crazy. You're going to call your significant other donut. Hey, donut.
A donut? Oh, my
favorite.
God.
You're my favorite donut.
I don't know how I would react to that.
Yeah, not positively, I don't think.
Or you could call
it
a donut hole.
It's just dirty. It's dirty.
Like an idiot. You're being a donut hole right now.
Yeah. Holy cow. Well,
you've been eating too many donuts.
That's when you get into trouble, when you call your significant other out for looking a little hefty.
Yeah.
Too many. Being a little doughy, basically. All right. Well, hey, Alex, thanks for playing the game. Debbie, congratulations. You are a winner today. That is JP Makes His Guest for today. Nice job, Rachel.
Woohoo!
We just keep adding to our concert list of 2023. If you missed it yesterday, we had two big announcements. First, Jake Owen at Stir Cove. He'll be there on June 10th. That'll be a crazy night. And then also the Seward County Fair. We're getting the county fairs rolling in here. We got Saunders County Fair a couple weeks ago with Warren Ziders announced. This time, Seward County Fair, Shane Prophet. How It Oughta Be is his debut hit. He will be out there along with Tate Stevens and Kaylin Saws. If you have not heard about this and you'd like to win some tickets to that show or any of the massive concerts, I would count them all up, but we don't have enough time. We currently have five coming up in the month of April alone. May looks even more ridiculous than April and June the same way, which is great, though. But we want you to get in for free. So click and win your free tickets. Real easy to do. Go to our website, kzkx.com. The concerts page, click and win your way to like every single show that we have for you all summer long. Click and win only with Kicks 96.9. Coming up, we'll get you another 12 in a row to get you going for your work day. Coryell will be back tomorrow with Couples Therapy, Would You Rather, and more.